This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
When I get emails from people who are psychologically destabilized by my argument that free will doesn't exist, these are people who feel like something integral to their psychological life and well-being is being put in jeopardy.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. This is a video with a provocative titling, but I believe appropriately so. This academic charlatan, Sam Harris, has been left unchallenged for too long. He's been left unchallenged to hold a set of contradictory beliefs and use arguments which are completely at odds with his own worldviews against religion and religious people. And what does this person believe, and what am I really getting at? I'm talking about the fact now, this individual, he wrote a book called Free Will. And really, in this book, he makes his case that he believes we don't have any free will. Human beings don't have any free will. And he's basically making the determinist case, the hard determinist case. So he believes that basically antecedent events or an uninterrupted causal chain is what dictates what we do. And there is no scope in that formulation for any kind of free will, whether it's libertarian free will or a compatibilistic free will. Now, I'm not going to go into a discussion. This video is not about the schools of thought in philosophy and what the advantages and disadvantages of each position, the weakness, strengths and weakness of each position are. This is not what this video is about. In fact, what this video is about is one important fact. If you believe that you have no free will, then you are not responsible for what you do. It's as simple as that. Morality, all of morality, is predicated on the assumption that we have free will. If you don't have free will, I'm not responsible for what I do. And so a pedophile, with all due respect, not only in what they think, not only in what they reflect on, but in what they do, actually, is it them doing it? Or are they, in the words, the famous words of the charlatan Sam Harris, the academic charlatan, they are biochemical puppets. He uses this term in his book, in his little booklet that he wrote. If they're biochemical puppets, so in that case, they're not responsible for what they do. On what basis is it the case then? On what basis is it the case then that you can point your scrawny finger at religion? How dare you? How dare you argue on consequentialist grounds? How dare you argue on consequentialist grounds or otherwise? How dare you that we should be this or do that on welfare is X or... This is nonsense, and you know it's nonsense. And not only do you know it's nonsense, not only do you know, Sam Harris, that it's nonsense, but so do your friends, your confidants, your companions, colleagues in the New Atheist movement like Daniel Dennett, who refuted you. And I may read, actually, what he said in the conclusion of one of his refutations against you. This is what he said. He said, he gave an analogy of playing football, soccer, or something like this. And he's saying dirty fouling versus intentional fouling versus accidental fouling. And he says, are these distinctions fair, justified? Should Harris be encouraged to argue that there is no real difference between the dirty player and the rest of the rest? And besides, the dirty player isn't responsible for being a dirty player. This is, who is this? It's Daniel Dennett, your own friend and confidant, a philosopher, who sees the ridiculousness of the proposition and he's showing you your hypocrisy. Just look at this, his upbringing. Basically, this is Dennett continuing. Everybody who plays games must recognize that games without strictly enforced rules are not worth playing. And the rules that work best do not make allowances for differences in heritage, training, or innate skill. So it is in society generally, this is Dennett continuing, we are all considered equal under the law, presumed to be responsible until and unless we prove to have some definite defect or infirmity that robs us of our free will, as ordinarily understood. Meaning here what? That if you don't have such free will, then all of us become non-responsible. We're not responsible for what we do. And so how dare you make moral cases and arguments against religion? You are a hypocrite. Look at me, you're a hypocrite. How dare you? And your new atheist friends that know the implications of your hard determinist stance, they know the implications of that. They are telling you, hold on. If you really want to go in this direction, these are the entailments. And we had one of the boys that I debated some time ago, spent an hour trying to tell me what bad things I'd done in a debate with him, in which he was humiliated in front of millions of people worldwide. Millions of people worldwide. On what basis do you point the finger of moral responsibility at me? When on your worldview, everything I do is just a product, a net sum of antecedent events in the past or an uninterrupted causal chain. Hard determinists have no moral case to make because morality for them is an unfeasible concept. It's an illusory concept, or indeed even more than this, it's based on illusory assumptions and presuppositions, namely at least a compatibilistic understanding of free will. Thus, I say to you now, you can't condemn on moral grounds pedophiles and rapists. And you can't even say that they were responsible for their actions. Because in fact, they were not responsible for their actions. They were biochemical puppets. And what I find really most interesting of all is that on his flimsy little book that he wrote, so-called book, Free Will, the man actually had the audacity to write his name, Sam Harris, at the bottom of it. But it wasn't Sam Harris that wrote that book, according to Sam Harris, but indeed, it was the antecedent events of the past and the uninterrupted causal chain that did so. These are the contradictions that you must endure. And all those who follow you and have this hard deterministic worldview must also endure. I will say one last thing before I finish. In fact, I was watching a debate between him and Daniel Dennett, wherein which he actually said that he receives emails. What people feel they have libertarian free will, and when the emails come from them saying that they have been psychologically destabilized by his worldview. And I want to end with this. Listen to me carefully. This man is going around like some kind of atheist guru telling people how to be spiritual. Spiritual? He is now, going around trying to show people how they can be spiritual and basically atheist at the same time, knowing that this is what the human requirement is. Yet we have a tendency towards these kinds of themes, psychological tendency. But his friends, or the people that follow him, feel like his fatalistic lifestyle that he's presenting for the people is causing them destabilization. And this really shows you that not only is your worldview, is it inconsistent with the subsequent moral claims that you make, but it's destroying the lives of the people who follow you psychologically and ironically from a welfare perspective as well. So I say, Sam Harris, stop the shenanigans. You are a fraud. And I don't want to hear anything of a semblance of a moral kind of attack or interrogation that you may bring to any religion ever again. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.